Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, الحمد لله رب العالمين We have been listening to the program of self-improvement, the program to help us equip with the skills required to keep improving oneself. Never settle, never aim for mediocrity, but always aim for the best. And the best are those who are accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So that's our goal, that's our objective, that's where we need to get to. And inshallah, azzawajal, if we help equip ourselves with all the right skill set, all the tools which we require to get to that point, then inshallah, azzawajal, we will be able to get there by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, azzawajal, as in the previous episodes, today we'll hear about another element and which inshallah we'll discuss and help us use that as a tool in our armamentarium to develop ourselves, inshallah, azzawajal, to keep improving, and inshallah, use that as a means to get to success. But before that, as always, inshallah, azzawajal, we listen to the benefit of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Hadith al-Musnad Abi Ya'la, Hadith number 2951, the beloved Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, ما من عبدين متحابين في الله يستقبل أحدهما صاحبه فيصافحه ويصليان على النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إلا لم يفترقا حتى تغفر ذنوبهما ما تقدم منهما وما تأخر أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم There are no two people who love each other for the sake of Allah Almighty. Shake hands and send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam when they meet, except that their previous and future sins are forgiven before they part ways. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Two people who love each other only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no worldly desire hidden behind that relationship. This is a meeting, this is the love only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they shake hands, they send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before they part ways, before they separate, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives them. Subhanallah. Quite a lot of things for us to learn from this blessed hadith. First is that it is for those people who love each other for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So important, especially in today's day and age, when every friendship, all the pals, all the mates, all the connections, all the relations, they all seem to be only for a worldly purpose. I want to get something from someone. I like them because they're beautiful, they're handsome. I like them because they're rich. I like them because they're very brainy, they're very clever, they're smart. So we have all other reasons to develop friendships, relationships. But the relationship is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. If you want to see the best example of that in today's day and age, I would invite you to come and join the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. That's where you will see brothers from all over the world, the sisters who are working with Dawat-e-Islami, from every sphere of life, from every culture, every civilization, every country, so many of them coming together. For what? Have never met before, may not even meet each other again. But they come together to work together for what? Only to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. That's the sort of those true friendships. The true friendship is the one which actually helps us meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in a state that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is happy with us. That's the sort of friendship we're after. So inshallah azza wa jal, if we adhere to the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, then inshallah azza wa jal, we'll get the standard of our friendship right. Then inshallah azza wa jal, we'll see that in practice, and we'll see inshallah azza wa jal, brothers and sisters in their own circles reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again reminding us the significance of this form of worship. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us amongst the true friends who only love each other for his sake and the sake of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm going to start, inshallah, with an example, a very famous incident. I remember reading it when I was young, and I think it still carries a weight of evidence. It still carries a huge lesson for us. And inshallah, we'll learn more about it. And this is about that king who, it said that he attempted to conquer a land more than 6 times, but he was unsuccessful. And when his final attempt ended in failure again, he became tired. And in a state of hopelessness, in a state of dejection, completely demoralized, he went to his room to rest. So 6 times, trying to conquer a land, a fort, whatever it might be, and all of his attempts have failed to achieve the desired goal. And now he retires to his room, he's resting, perhaps thinking about what should be my next course of action. And there is nothing but disappointment. And at that time, when he is thinking about all his unsuccessful attempts, trying to reflect upon them, trying to think about why it happened, how it happened, what he could have done differently during that process, and what should be his next plan of action. And suddenly, it said that from the corner of his eye, he noticed, and then his gaze fell upon this ant who was trying to climb up the wall of the room. And despite falling down repeatedly, the ant refused to give up climbing. Allahu Akbar. I think now in the age of social media, we may have shared such stories, such videos as well, of animals who are stuck perhaps way down and they're trying to get up. So ant is a great example, a social animal, a great example. Look at the size of this living being, and look at what the effort she puts into that. That's what we're learning. That's what the king learned. So he notices that the ant, it almost reaches the top of the wall several times, would fall down, but it would straight away would start to try climb up again. And in the end, after trying countless times, so he failed 6 times, the ant failed countless times, and the king is intently looking at that, almost thinking, let's see what's the outcome of this. Does she win? Does she lose? And ultimately, after innumerable attempts, the ant was successful in her goal. And witnessing this unwavering determination of the ant, it brought about this major transformation within the king. He did away with all the hopelessness, all the dejection, and he stood up with new courage, with new valor, with new passion. And with that renewed passion, with renewed determination, he mounted an attack on that land again, and it said that that attempt was successful. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we might have heard of this story before. We might think that, oh, this is a great story to, when we are feeling down, this is a great story to perk ourselves up. Perhaps it is. But what we learn from this is that the continuous striving, the continuous effort, it never goes to waste. In achieving our goals, we can learn much from this ant. No matter how distant, no matter how difficult the destination might be, the ant shows great determination, moves towards its goal, and only stops once it has reached the highest peak. In a similar manner, several small-bodied ants, they can get together and drag relatively large seeds into their nests. which is also a result of them continuously putting an effort and the teamwork. So if that ant, and look at the size of the ant, look at in terms of the comparing the structure, how primitive the ant might feel compared to a human being. But if an ant teaches us that one must not accept defeat, one must continue to work harder and harder until one achieves their goal, then we as humans, why don't we learn from that? Why don't we try and implement that best practice in ourselves? Why don't we learn from this? Because we know that if we focus our efforts on things, then inshallah, azza wa jal, they are achievable. So if we want to improve ourselves, there might be many times in our life. So we may get motivated. We watch Madani channel, we watch Madani Muzakara, we attend congregation, we get motivated. And then we say, yes, I need to change. Yes, I need to. If this was a sin I was committing, I will abandon it. I'll make Tawbatul Nusukh and I'll stay steadfast on my repentance. And that's it. I'm not going to do it anymore. Or it might be an intention to do something good. And I make an intention, I say, whatever happens, I'll achieve that. But what happens is that when we're trying to, in that process, so we are motivated, and then what happens? The life happens. Things happen. Things change. And then suddenly, we lose focus. Suddenly, the goal seems to be out of reach. We have even forgotten about that goal. But if that happens, what I need to do is that the moment I'm reminded, the moment I remember this was my goal, I come back to it. And we keep trying it once, twice, three times, five times, 10 times, whatever it takes. But my aim is that if I'm doing it to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and blessed Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then I'm definitely better than an ant. Then I can do it. Then I can achieve it. And then inshallah azza wa jal, as we are supported by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and inshallah azza wa jal, nothing is unachievable. We can achieve it. We can obtain it. But what we need is continuous effort. If we look at our beloved Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also gives glad tidings of success to those who struggle in His way. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, verse 69 of Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those who strived in our path, we shall most definitely show them our ways. This is the summary is mentioned in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan under this verse. Those who strive to obey Allah Almighty will definitely be shown the ways of reward. Second, those who endeavor in repentance will certainly be shown the ways of sincerity. Third, those who struggle in gaining knowledge, they will surely be shown the ways of action. And fourth, those who focus their efforts on establishing the sunnah will be shown the paths to paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, what we learn from this verse and its commentary is that the one who carries out a good deed, he will receive a good reward too. We have hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty that whosoever strives to obey his parents, he will be successful in this world and the hereafter. The various stages of the hereafter will become easy for the one who feeds Muslims. And the one who continues to give charity, he will receive blessings in wealth. Whoever strives in repenting from sins will gain sincerity. He who seeks knowledge of the deen will be successful in practicing it. And the one who focuses his efforts on adopting and spreading the sunnah, inshallah, azza wa jal, will become worthy of paradise. Subhanallah. So what we learn here is that those who strive in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens ways for them. But we need effort. We need to make an effort. We need to show commitment. We need to demonstrate that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm here. I'm here, I'm your bondsman, and I accept that I'm weak. But Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the biggest. You are the one who provides courage, who provides strength. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I want to commit. I want to change. I want to improve myself. And I'm happy to do it. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, support me. Help me. And indeed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens ways for us. And those who do that, then look at the glad tiding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one goes this way, if one makes a continuous effort, then inshallah, what they're achieving is the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everything else. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah is the greatest matter. Subhanallah. That's why, so what we need to see, look at how our saints, our friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they actually went to nth extreme to try and make sure that they were never dejected, they were never defeated. They continued to stay, they continued to make effort, and that effort ultimately paid off. And we see that they achieved great ranks in this world, and of course, by the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will be blessed in the hereafter as well. And there are so many examples which we can share, but I'm sure if you look all around our community, we see people who, and we say, look, he's a self-made person. Look at that person. His dad used to own a little grocery shop. His dad used to run a small shop, a small business, whatever it might be. Look at what son has achieved. But we talk only about the world. We talk about that, oh, look, his father started one shop, now he has 10, he has 15. Look at, he started with one estate, now he has a portfolio of estates. We talk about the worldly matters, but what I need to remember is that ultimately, when I am in this process of self-improvement, my ultimate focus must stay on my betterment, not just in this world, but more importantly, in the hereafter, because that's what counts. That's the true success. And that's why we can see. And then the other thing is that sometimes what happens, which we also see, are those scenarios where we say, oh, this person is now seem to be sitting just on their laurels. They're just happy with the position they've achieved, and you don't see them making much effort. And then we expect, oh, you know, somehow they will get by, and somehow they will continue to attract success. But it is the number of times we have seen this cycle of where a business develops or where a person develops, get to a point, and then the moment they lose focus, the moment they stop making an effort, and suddenly what happens is that they become stagnant, the success plateaus, and then you find a rival, you find a competitor overtaking them. So many examples we can think of the world of how many businesses came and went through boom and bust, but in the end, those who continue to make effort, those who continue to up their game, keep learning the skills of the trade, keep applying them, keep getting feedback, those are the businesses which thrive, those are the businesses which succeed, they continue to succeed. So similarly, if that's what people can achieve in the worldly matters, in businesses, in studies, in whatever it might be, then how come that person who is actually supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is being helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why would they not achieve that special place? Why would they not achieve that special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's all probable, it's feasible, it's achievable. We can do it. But what we need to remember is that this will only happen because when one is in the right frame of mind, when one has the right attitude, when one decides that I will continue to make effort. And that's why Amir al-Sunnah, he gives us a great slogan. He says that if we want to succeed, what we need to do is that we need to work above this world, and then by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll rest under the earth. So work over the earth to achieve success and rest and tranquility and peace under the earth. So that's what we need, is that when we know that if I'm in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'm being supported, I'm being helped by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if someone in this world can achieve success, then if I want to become a scholar, if I want to become a preacher for Dawat-e-Islami, if I want to contribute to the Dawat-e-Islami activities, if I want to be part of this beautiful network, spreading a message of Quran and Sunnah all around the world, then why can't I achieve that? I can. If I go about it with the right attitude, in the right frame of mind, then inshallah, this journey of self-improvement is achievable, it's feasible, it's doable, because we have the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I was saying earlier, so the risk is that sometimes we achieve, let's say, a point, a status, and then what happens is that we sit on our laurels. I have achieved this, amazing. And then we stop making an effort. Even at that point, the risk is that if we are not being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore, that could be removed. That could be taken away. So that's why we need to continue making an effort, and we need to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who, despite having everything, despite having the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the protection from Him, despite having this great place in sainthood, and even then, those great saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the beauty that they continue to make an effort. They continue to demonstrate it to the world that if we have achieved a place, indeed it's a grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't attribute it to themselves. They don't say, I achieved it. They say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who has honored us with this position. But still, now in order to be grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I need to do even more. And then they continue to do that. So look at for the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. For 40 years, he offered Fajr prayer with the ablution of Isha prayer. Allahu Akbar. And for 15 years, he completed the entire noble Quran every night. And he rahmatullahi ta'ala would also offer 1,000 rakat nafl, voluntary prayer every day. So even the crown of the saints, the Ghawth-e-Azam, the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, of that status, of that stature, and if he can commit with this untiring effort of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with 1,000 rakat nafl prayer every day, with reading Quran every day for 15 years, with 40 years to have such consistency to offer Fajr prayer with the ablution of Isha, Allahu Akbar. For us to achieve a little something in the world and we say, that's it, we have done that and we don't need to do any more, there's no need to make any further effort, Allahu Akbar. Now, this is the way of friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the amount of effort they are making. So despite the fact they have tamed their nafs, they are the ones who have been blessed with nafs-e mutmainna, Allahu Akbar. That's the effort they have made. That's how much, the lengths they went to, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, to demonstrate to us that this is what we need to do. This is the sort of, you know, this is what we need to achieve. And they fail to sit on their laurels. And when someone does that, what's the sort of reward they achieve? Allahu Akbar. Someone saw Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in the dream. After he passed away, they asked him, Afa'alallahu bika? How did Allah Almighty deal with you? Subhanallah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, I saw Allah Almighty and he said to me, O Ibn Sa'id, congratulations. I'm pleased with you, for when night would fall, you would worship me with tears and a gentle heart. Paradise is before you, so take whichever palace you wish and continue to look at me, as I am not far from you. Subhanallah. This has been mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya. That's what, when those friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they dedicate themselves, when make this continuous effort, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that's how they, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala honors them. That's the special place they achieve. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, that's what we need to reflect. So here we are, a little challenge, a little change in routine, a little barrier, and we say, oh, that's it. I can't do anymore. This is the most I can achieve. But most of the times, it's a mental barrier. If I still commit, if I make an effort, then by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can all change. It can all turn for the better. So what we need to remember is effort is the key to success. Effort leads to success. If we make an effort, if it is in this dunya, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that. However, what we want is to keep the direction of the travel correct. Make an effort to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And inshallah, if the intention is right, we are supported by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then we continue with this effort with the support from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with the grace and tawfiq given by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then inshallah azza wa jal we'll see rather implausible things occurring in our favor. That's the beauty of those who lead on this path, who walk this path. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, that's my invitation to myself, to all of us. Let's try and walk this path and see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes everything easy for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to keep working hard towards achieving His and the pleasure of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Self-improvement. Transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.